You're listening to Juno Afternoon, about 22 minutes after the hour. And here in the studio with me are Alyssa Borges and Christine Crooks. And Alyssa, you're here to talk about December events happening at the City Museum. And Christine, one of those events involves you. So welcome, both of you, to the
show.
Thank
you.
Great, thanks.
Yeah. Christine, you're with the Plain Rain Painters, and your reception is happening this first Friday at the City Museum. Tell me, who or what are the Plain Rain Painters?
Oh, well, the Plain Rain Painters are a group of, I like to say, intrepid painters who've been working together for about 20 years. There's over 30 of us on the email list. And weather permitting, we try to get out and paint as often as we can. Certainly during the spring and summer, there's a lot more activity. But even in the winter, we put on the Carhartts and stand on some foam and like to go out and paint the glaciers and all the beautiful things. So Plain Rain Painters are part of the big national movement of people who paint outdoors.
I know. So I know what the plain is, and that's spelled P-L-E-I-N.
Yes.
What is the rain? And because that's spelled art. E-I-N.
Yes, it's one of those alliterations. I was not with the group when they chose that spelling, but the intent is we paint in the rain.
Okay. Well, then I'm not sure why they chose that spelling either. Yeah, so the exhibit that you're a part of is titled On Location with Sidney Lawrence. It includes three of his works and 23 works by the Plain Rain artist. But for those who don't know, what is plein air? I know you mentioned it's out, being outside.
Right. It just means doing your work outside. And, you know, it began back in the 1800s, and they finally got paints in tubes, and that allowed them to get outside and work. And you capture light and the sounds and smells and feeling of being outside differently than if you're working, say, from photographs. A lot of people do indoor studio work. And a lot of plein air painters finish their work inside, but there's something really wonderful about being outside. And we got quite excited to really realize that Sidney Lawrence was a plein air painter. And so back in his days, at the early turn of the century, 1900s, he came to Juneau, and although he's probably better known for Mount Denali and some of the other scenes up north, he also painted in the southeast. And that's what the Juneau Museum has, three of his paintings of this area. So we decided, hey, we're going to go out and see if we can find those spots and others, because he did quite a few paintings in this area.
Wow. So some of you painted like from the in kind of the same scenes that he painted.
Exactly, the same location. You know, we tried to do a geolocating, oh, that ridge over here, I think, moved to the left 10 feet, you know, and it was a lot of fun. Some people went to the archives and got some of the old photographs. Sidney Lawrence was a photographer as well, and he took a lot of reference photos. And so it was fun, just sort of like a mystery puzzle, putting it back together. Of course, we have the original paintings here, which will be in the exhibit. And so we all went out, still using our own style, the different media that we like to use. But, of course, it's almost 100 years later, so things look a little bit different.
Yeah. So which spot did you choose to paint from?
I chose Douglas Looking Back at Town. It was the first Sidney Lawrence I think we got. It was called Early Morning Juno. And it's from Douglas looking back at Juno with a large steamship in the foreground. Pretty atmospheric. The light is just coming up. And the fun part was that we had a great summer. And but you had to get up pretty early to catch the sunrise in May. Like, I think I got there about 6:30 in the morning and had almost missed it.
Instead of a steamship, did you have a big cruise ship?
Exactly. Yes, that's the flavor we're going for now.
Well, that sounds lovely. And then, so what other ways did you and the other artists prepare for this exhibit?
You know, and it's our typical thing to go out, especially on Saturdays, and paint. And so we thought about it. We got some of the books. The libraries have it. The museums have it. Books about his work, and people chose spots that they just related to. And so that's how we prepared, just going out and doing our regular work. And We did try to make slightly bigger paintings. So that's you go out and paint for a couple hours. It's much easier to make about an 8 by 10. But a lot of these paintings are more like 18 by 24, which may not sound that much larger, but to a painter, that's really pushing the envelope.
So that's opening at the City Museum this Friday, probably around 4:30, I'm guessing.
That's right, 4:30.
And but it'll also be part of Coffee and Collections on December 8th. So they'll feature the Plain Rain Painters. Tell me more about Coffee and Collections.
Yeah, so the following day after the opening, there will be four members from Plain Rain who have put together a wonderful slideshow that really discusses several things that Christine already touched on. But it's great to visualize. They have photographs of them working in the field. They have photographs of how they set up their paintings, and which can be challenging, it looks, to be out there. And they will juxtapose that with the painting by Sidney Lawrence. So you get this real feeling of, you know, being there with them. So they're really showing the process. They'll talk about their own inspiration for the paintings that they have done. And they answer all these questions about who are the Plain Rainers and what painters and why is it spelled like that. So there'll be
all the questions I just asked already.
Yeah,
I should have just waited and come to Coffee and Collections. So that's 10:30 to noon on December 8th, which is Saturday.
Yes, and this is free. And I do like to mention that Heritage Coffee provides free coffee.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I was going to ask, is it BYO Coffee?
No.
Okay. Great.
Yeah.
Well, that sounds like it's going to be a really nice presentation. And thanks to the City Museum for doing that.
Yeah.
And Alyssa, you've got some additional events you'd like to highlight for December. Mm-hmm. So when and where and what are they?
Yeah, thank you. So we have another Coffee and Collections this month coming up on the 15th. This one's with Mary Lou Spartz and John Greeley. They have recently published a book titled Disaster on Our Doorstep. And this is a book which chronicles Juno's response to the Princess Sophia disaster. So it really is, we've done a lot about this summer, but this book is focusing more on local response. So they'll do an author's talk. The book will be for sale through the museum store, and I'm sure that they'll sign the book as well. And then we have, on the 22nd of December, a model train invitational. This was brought to my attention by a local, Mike Orford. He did this at the museum several years ago and loved it and was a big hit with the public. And this is just an invitation to people who enjoy model trains, enjoy setting them up. Anybody who has one that would like to come and set it up is welcome to do so between 10 and 3 so that we have time to take it down before we close at 4. And even if you don't set up trains or that's not something you have, you're welcome to come and check it out. It should be pretty fun to see these trains all over the museum.
I was going to say, what kind of – are you providing additional surface area for them to set
it up? They have a lot
of
floor space, and that's primarily where it will happen.
Floor space, that's great. Is that pretty popular with kiddos or big kiddos?
Well, I'm thinking there's quite a few big kiddos who will enjoy doing this. But, younger kids as well.
Oh, that's really nice. And
I also just wanted to mention that our admin assistant, Mindy Myers, has been working hard to get our museum store ready. So we have a lot of items, and there will be several original works for sale by the Plain Rain artists. There's some little paintings, there's some ornaments, and cards, I believe. So a lot of choices for the holidays. So,
and the calendar.
And the calendar. How could I forget the calendar? There's an amazing calendar.
Plain Rain calendar, and this year it features the paintings from the show, from the exhibit.
That's wonderful.
Yeah.
It's unique because it stands on your desk. I really like it, and I'm getting myself one.
Oh, cool. I wanted to ask one more question about Sidney Lawrence. Those paintings that are going to be on display for this exhibit, are they normally on display in the museum?
They rotate in and out, and they have not been on display since I have worked there, which has been a year. So I think I can't answer when they were last out. So this, I don't think they have ever been on display all three together because they were acquired at different times. So this will be the first time all three will be
out. That's
great. Yeah.
One time I went there, and I had been wanting to see a Sidney Lawrence that several people had come through talking about in interviews, and I got there, and it was too late. It was not on display anymore. Now I'll get my chance to see it. I'm very glad you're bringing it back out. And I'm also very excited to see your work as well and the work of all the Plain Rain artists. I've seen a couple photos. I don't know if we have any online, but I caught glimpses of a couple of them, and they were just really pretty. So I know it's good stuff.
Yeah, I do want to add that we're so grateful to the members who have donated and helped purchase those for the museum. The friends of the museum and were instrumental in bringing those to us. So, yeah.
Great. Well, thank you both for being here. Christine, thanks for answering all my questions about Plain Air and Plain Rain. Is there anything else you want to add about the exhibit?
No, we encourage people to make a buy sometime this month. As you said, if you blink, you miss them.
That's right. Okay, so Plain Rain exhibit this Friday, Coffee and Collections, Plain Rain coming up December 8th, and Model Trains on December 22nd. And the disaster at our doorstep. That's when again? December
15th.
Great. Thank you both so much for being here today.
Thank you. Thanks, Shelley.